ability.
My name is Tensi. I work for the Orville Center for Scientific Research. I'm here since 31 years, working with CSR since the beginning for the last 25 years. Our work in CSR and Aurore, which is our sister commercial trust, consists of finding sustainable technologies, developing them, fine-tuning them, experimenting with them, making the product or the device mature, testing it within the wider Auroville community, and then if it's really successful, we bring it out in the market and we make a living from that one. If Auroville truly wants to succeed on the outer aspect and become a sustainable society, we will have to take care about two major pillars of any society. One is energy, and we would like to do it in a renewable form, and a sustainable water resource management. So these are the two main areas in which we're working. In energy, we have over the past concentrated in mostly individual and small community applications, which would be able to give the community a sustainable energy program. We found that there are not too many systems which really work in our climatic zone. We have tested them all. We have gone through biomass, we developed the biogas plants, we developed the wind pumps, we developed the solar panels. If I say developed, then it means we adapted it, we tried it out, we modified it. In certain cases, again, we innovated on it. All work, but in a very limited area. It's not a solution to provide the whole community of Auroville with the much-needed energy that we need in order to develop to a wider town. So we're really looking further and forward to an application, to a device, to a method which could give us an energy on a much wider scale. And that's what we're busy. I'm not too sure whether we will be able to do the big step forward for 50,000 or whether we have to go in small steps where we can supply for 2,000 people something. That's not very clear. But what is clear is that it most probably will come from an area which we haven't had too much experience, which is thermal energy. Thermal energy is anything which is connected with heat, with warmth, with hot air. And it's the only available renewable source in our climatic zone to generate power. So that's one focus point in which we're trying to work out and to seek collaboration. All these grassroots devices, which I call grassroots devices, the biogas, the wind pumps, they all have been developed to a certain perfection and are usable. They are used within the community and they are installed and sold outside. They work, but they are only a solution for a small scale. So in each of these methods and devices, we had small innovations, we had improvements. For example, with the biogas plant, instead of using concrete and steel, we fabricated a biogas plant completely in ferrocement technology, in which we had experience. For the wind pump, instead of designing or constructing the regular wind pump, there was an innovation. The wooden tower was replaced first with a steel tower, then with a tripod, then the rotor was improved, then the pumping system was improved quite drastically. So all these kind of things makes that we have a fairly unique product on the market. Also for the solar pumps, that was most probably the most successful product that we got involved in. Unfortunately, when we had done all the innovations, the research, the development which was needed, the government stopped with a subsidy, and without a subsidy, solar pumping is not feasible. It's too expensive. The percentage of our use renewable energy in the total consumption of our energy must be very low, not big. I'm absolutely sure. But if you look at the numbers of people who are using solar panels and have some batteries and have wind pumps, some of the farms even have also biogas plants, that adds up to a wide number. But in percentage-wise, it's not big. It's not big. We're still depending very much on conventional energy given by the state grid.
And do you develop the road lighting system?
That's also done by Aurore, who, in order to find new products for marketing, they took up the solar streetlight, which was a forgotten device. There were plenty of problems, and started to improve on it and fine-tune it. The result is that at the moment we have more than 100 systems within Oroville, and through that implementation scheme, we are actually every time improving on the product itself. When it will ultimately go out, we have completed all the research, all the problems are solved, and on the outside they will have the benefit of so many years of experience and testing, which is quite unique. One of our researchers is working on several interesting devices. We have worked on a system which is called a dehumidifier, which takes out the water content in the room, purifies the air, and brings dry air back. And that makes nearly the same environment as an AC, but it's not as cold, but it's very comfortable. And these systems hopefully are, again, maybe not a full alternative towards the AC, but they definitely work and consume one-fourth of the AC system. At the moment, we run it by conventional energy, but maybe when we get more efficient and we get some more improvements, we could ultimately do it with solar, but it still uses energy, you know. There are other small micro experiments taking place for making fridges going with absorption systems, which are truly innovative but not yet fully developed. They are in the process of being redesigned and made to work. There is a lot of activity going on also to produce and to manufacture and to make electric vehicles, which is also a project on the CSR Aurore, but there are many people working in that field.
Oroville will be the place of unending education and constant progress, a bridge between the past and the future. And it will be the site of material and spiritual research for a living embodiment of an actual human unity, the Mother.